The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the 1 a.m., and we will be diving deep into the world of music, exploring the powerful impacts it has on our lives, its abundant history, and the impact artists can have on their listeners. I'm your host, DJ415, and I'm honored to be going on this crazy journey with you all. Hello again, and thank you for tuning in to episode 6. And today, I will actually be having someone join, and I will be able to interview them for questions and to be able to get more in depth about their relation and their how they can connect to music and have been in the past. And today, I am with...
My name is Katia Morales.
How are you doing, Katia?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Trying my best. But so today we'll be having 10 questions. And the first question is, what type of music do you listen to? It could be any genre, but I want to learn more.
Well, that's actually an interesting question you got there. So growing up, I was very much influenced with Christian music only, as my mom is very religious and my father is... kind of, but he has more of his own thoughts about it. But my mom really implemented us to only listen to Christian music, as that was the right thing to do. But as I got older, not only have I enjoyed both Christian music, but also I have been able to explore music in general.
Thank you. That was a very informative answer, and I appreciate it. I feel like your the ending there, when you were starting to talk about your favorite song, can connect into the second question, because the second question I had for you was, who is your currently favorite artist? It could be a band, group, or singular artist, but who's your favorite artist and why are they your favorite?
Well, at the moment, I enjoy many artists, but Post Malone, I enjoy a lot. I enjoy Drake. Many come to mind, but I'd say those two. That's a really tough one. I feel like there's a bunch of good music out there nowadays.
That's valid. I agree with those artists. I really enjoy listening to them. But why would you say that those certain artists are your favorite, some of your favorite right now?
Well, I know you and I have bonded over Post Malone. But true. I feel like his lyrics are what mainly draws me in. I love what he talks about. I love how we can relate with him, or we can like apply the lyrics to like a specific time in our lives. And I like Drake's lyrics also. Not gonna lie, he just be real. He says things how they're supposed to, and he's just honest.
I was going to say he's just honest, right? But you just said it for me. Okay, question 3. Would you say that their music has impacted your life in any type of way? And if so, why? What made them impact your life like that?
Well, now that you ask me this, another artist came to mind. I really enjoy Bad Bunny, not going to lie. And I know he's very out there, but... his music.
I always think he has the goofiest haircut, not gonna lie.
No, he very much, and that's what it is, to be honest. He loves expressing himself. He does not care what other people think. It really is about his music. It's just, like in one of his recent songs, he literally said, and that's why your opinion is zero to me. He's very implemented on that thought. Like, he really believes, like, what I do is what I'm gonna do, and I like him a lot.
He's just really himself and unapologetically himself.
Yeah, and that's honestly valid. Sometimes that's what I need in life. Sometimes I just need to like not care what other people think, and that's why I would say how music impacts my life.
It's very valid. I like your answer. For number 4, would you say there are certain genres of music that you listen to based off your mood of the day, coming into school or like work or just going to a family function or something? Would you say those moods dictate what you're going to listen to going over, or just a regular day?
Oh my goodness, 100% yes. I love this question a lot. You have really good questions.
Thank you. I try my best.
But yes, I do listen to songs based on how I'm feeling. Like sometimes when I'm in a really good mood, I really enjoy listening to like Spanish music. It gets me like really hyped up. Or before soccer games, I like to listen to hyped up music also. It like really gets me pumped, really gets me ready. But also I have days where I need some encouragement or I feel a little down. So I listen to music based off that also. But yes, 100%, based off my mood, I do listen to different types of music.
That's valid. Thank you, thank you. I feel like this next question, I low key can kind of connect in some way, because is can you name a song that holds a special meaning for you? If so, what's the story behind it? And sorry, not gonna lie, there's been a little bit of background noise so far because maintenance has came over to help fix our washer because it's been a little broken recently. But that so that's in case if you heard that. But I'm so sorry. But continue with your answer on a certain song that may hold a special meaning to you and why.
Oh yeah, no problem. I am going to talk about Family Ties by Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar. I really like this song because it reminds me of my first date with my boyfriend, with my current boyfriend. We've been together for almost 2 years, and
Oh, that's really cool.
yeah, I am really happy and I can really see it being long term,
Glad to hear
yeah, thank you.
that.
But the song really ties in because I remember when I first met him, I was driving and he was in the passenger seat because I offered to drive because I get a little nervous, not gonna lie, so driving helps me. But
That's valid, though.
yeah, so we were driving to Merritt Headlands and I tell him, "Here, let's play a song." And he chose Family Ties. And I was in the beginning of the song, because as we know, the song has like a beat drop and it just changes beats, which I love about music, that the beats and rhythms can like make the song so much better. But he played it and I realized how much we have the same taste in music just by him playing one song. And I have a very special connection because I really enjoyed that about our first date.
That's fine. That's pretty cool, not gonna lie. But speaking about artists in particular, are there any concerts in particular or music events you're looking forward to attending or want to attend in the future, if you could?
Well, I do have a friend that he has been wanting to go to the Doja Cat concert.
Oh
And
yeah.
yeah, as we heard, Doja Cat is in the city right now.
He's a big Doja Cat stan, so.
Yes, he is. And I did want to go, but also not, because I always thought about if I'm going to go to an artist's concert, it's because I really have to know this artist really, really, really well.
Yeah, no, Alex, I remember him asking me if I wanted to come, and I'm like, not that I wouldn't say no, particularly, it's just I
Oh
would
yeah,
only
you
say
too.
no because I just don't listen to Doja Cat like that enough to really know her music, so I just didn't feel confident in wanting to go. So, like, I would love to, I just gotta listen to her, you know?
I
But.
agree, exactly. And I feel like I don't know that many artists like really, really well. But if I could go to one, I would totally go to a Bad Bunny, Prince Royce, Romeo Santos. I think those three male artists pop into my mind.
I just thought about that. But who would you say are your three top favorite musicians slash or bands? And what would you say you like about the music? Or what made you think of them and be like, yes, these are my top three?
Ooh, so out of all of them, top three.
Yeah, like all of the music you and your boyfriend listen to, you personally listen to in your own time, or even with family, like.
That is very difficult. But I would say, like I said, I think Bad Bunny would take number one. I think Post Malone would take number two. And I think I'm gonna let Prince Royce take number three. And I would say that because what I love about their music is not only it's everything is perfect. Their beats, the rhythm, how they get the crowd going, lyrics. And not only that, but when they bring that into live music, the hype and the emotion you can still feel in person and not through a radio or not through a Bluetooth. It's they bring that energy in person as well. And I feel like that's what I value also about musicians or artists or musicians, like when they first start off. Like, you've ever had like that one friend that wants to be a musician and they start off like small and they start making little gigs.
Oh yeah, because I have a couple of friends from high school, like John. I've mentioned John a few times in conversation, but he's a friend from high school who got really into rapping for like a little time period. He stopped since being in college because he's had more work to worry about. But he would like on his free time on weekends would go to SoundCloud and like that's like kind of stereotype of like SoundCloud rappers, you know? But he would like just write based off certain moods. Like he made a song about his recent breakup. And he would make songs based off whatever the mood he may have had in high school. That out of all the emotions you have in high school, that like he had a lot of emotions he'd make songs off of. And I as a friend, I always supported him. I saw it's kind of cute and funny that like I never think when I have a certain emotions, I never think like, oh, I'm gonna make a song about it. So I saw it's cool that he was willing to write his feelings down in a lyrical form. And also, I have another friend who's Forakari, who became really big in music, not gonna lie, recently, and he's been able to have gigs with artist Her, and has been really getting some really good connections in the music world. I'm really proud of him, and I think it's really cool that even though like I know like John, my friend John isn't to the same level of being able to perform with people, but the fact that they both were committed and willing to wanna stay with the art world of music. So that's, I always thought that was really cool.
Exactly.
Agreed. And speaking of like music and being able to feel a connection, are there any particular lyrics or lines from a song that resonate with you or hold a special meaning?
And yes, I actually, there is something that Bad Bunny once said, and in Spanish he said, "No me importa lo que la gente diga, yo voy a seguir arriba." And that means, like, I don't care what people think, I'm still gonna do me. And personally, in my life, I really need that a lot because I always care so much about what the other person says, or I always care about others more before me. And I always need to remind myself that I matter too. And
That's valid.
yeah, so I like to keep that quote in my head, refreshed.
That makes sense. You always gotta hold yourself first too in a lot of scenarios. But what would you say is the most recent song or your last song that you listened to, and why did you like to listen to it? Like if I turned on your Spotify and that song was
Ooh.
playing right now, why what about it would you say be like, yeah, this is the reason why I was listening to it?
Okay, well, I'm gonna be really honest. I am really liking Whip It by Big X The Plug.
Oh, I like the transition from,
Exactly.
because I like the remix he did off the old song, and then being able to connect it to a kind of a night. I like when the song was from, I'm pretty sure like the 80s, like back, like kind of like old back in the day pop song. The way he was able to transition it from it being more of like a old fashioned song, I guess, quote unquote, to it being a modern, like really nice beat drop into him rapping. I really like the transition.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. That's what I love about the song, the beat.
I like that we agreed on that. But last final question, number 10. Do you have a favorite music album that you can listen to from start to finish? If so, which one is it and why? Like you can really listen to this religiously. It doesn't matter if you heard it a million times, you know, without a doubt. You can listen to start to beginning to from beginning to end and be like, this is still a banger, or like this
Oh
is still a great
my.
album.
Ooh, I'm not gonna lie. Bad Bunny's most recent album. It's Nadie Sabe Lo Que Va a Pasar.
I really like the Monaco song on that album.
Yes.
I really like. I'm pretty sure that was also used as a TikTok
Yes.
audio for a little while there. But like, even as TikTok versus like the real song, I still really think it's so cool.
I
I don't know.
agree. That's
Yeah.
literally what I love about it. And his vibe off of it's amazing.
That's great. I have been honored to ask you these questions today, and I appreciate you coming in to dedicate your time and to answering them for me.
Oh my gosh, of course, anytime. This was really fun.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. And that is the end of today's episode, and that was Katya Morales, and I'm our DJ 415, and I appreciate you tuning in today.